Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Hectic campaign continues for second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Withdrawal of candidature for third phase ended today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi accuses Congress and SP of nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. Election Commission forms task force to monitor heatwave conditions during election process. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh visits Siachen to review security situation. And in IPL cricket, match between Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians underway in Jaipur. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards on several eminent personalities during a civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. They were awarded for their exceptional and distinguished services. President Murmu conferred Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu in the field of public affairs, Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam in the field of art, and Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously in the field of social work. The President also conferred Padma Bhushan on actor Mithun Chakraborty for his dynamic performances and powerful portrayals in Bengali and Hindi cinema, and famous singer Usha Uthup in the field of art. Veteran tennis player Rohan Bopanna received the Padma Shri for his contribution in the field of sports. Talking to Akashvani, Padma Bhushan awardee Mithun Chakraborty said he is very excited at receiving this award.
खुशी बहुत है इस बात की क्योंकि जो चीज ना मांगने से मिले ना उसकी पाने की खुशी और ही है वेरी हैप्पी बिकॉज इतना सम्मान इतनी इज्जत कर किसी को भी मिले हैप्पीएस्ट मोमेंट जब पहली बार होम मिनिस्ट्री से फोन आया कि आपको पद्म भूषण दिया जा रहा है एक मिनट के लिए तो मैं चुप हो गया था क्योंकि लेकिन मैंने एक्सपेक्ट ही नहीं किया था की वजह से थोड़ी देर थोड़ा टाइम लगा उसे जब्त करने में खुशी है अच्छा है
Padma Shri awardee India's para swimmer Satyendra Singh Lohia said, "This is a visionary step of the central government that talented people from all walks of life are being chosen for this prestigious award."
दिव्यांग व्यक्ति को भी पद्म श्री अगर दिया जा रहा है तो मैं समझता हूँ इस सरकार की बहुत ही दूरदर्शी सोच है अगर किसी तरीके से अपने राष्ट्र के लिए कोई कार्य करता है तो कभी ये अपने आप को ये ना समझे मेरे को सम्मानित नहीं किया जाएगा बस अर्थ अपने कार्य में रत रहते हुए अपने आप को आगे बढ़ाते हुए अपने तप को ऊर्जा को देश समाज के लिए लगाते रहिए
With only 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, top leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase on coming Friday. Election campaigning has intensified in Uttar Pradesh, where top leaders of all political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and door-to-door campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today attacked the opposition alliance, alleging that they are involved in nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. While addressing an election rally in Aligarh, Mr. Modi said, "It is high time to eliminate poverty, root out corruption and nepotism in the country."
Congress, Sapa jaisi partiyon ne हमेशा तुष्टीकरण की राजनीति की और मुसलमानों के राजनीतिक सामाजिक आर्थिक उत्थान के लिए कभी कुछ नहीं किया ऊपर के लोगों ने मलाई खाई है और ये पसमंदा मुसलमानों को भी उसी हालत में जीने के लिए इन लोगों ने मजबूर कर दिया है
In Aligarh Lok Sabha constituency, the BJP has given the ticket to its sitting MP Satish Gautam, while Samajwadi Party has fielded Chaudhary Bijendra Singh, while Hitendra Kumar is trying his political fate from the Bahujan Samaj Party. Aligarh Lok Sabha seat, along with 7 others in UP, will go to poll on Friday in the second phase of ongoing Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, many opposition leaders are also busy in campaigning. BSP Supremo Mayawati attacked the BJP in a political rally in Bulandshahr district today. She alleged that BJP is a party which only does lip service, believes in jumlebazi, and there is no actual work on the ground. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, along with other party functionaries, held meetings of party workers and conducted door-to-door campaign in Mathura and Fatehpur Sikri. The election campaign is galloping in Karnataka in 14 seats, going to the polls on April the 26th. Many star campaigners from Congress and BJP are campaigning in the state. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge campaigned in the constituencies around Bengaluru today. Addressing a public rally in Channapatna today in Bangalore, rural Lok Sabha constituency, he said Congress manifesto does not appease Muslims but wants the welfare of all communities.
लोग चाह रहे हैं कि बदलाव लोग चाह रहे हैं कि गरीबों की राह जाए लोग चाह रहे हैं कि एम्प्लॉयमेंट मिले लोग चाह रहे हैं कि जो कीमतें बढ़ी है वो घटी तो ये सब जनता का है जनता जो चाह रही है वो हो रहा है मेजॉरिटी सीटें हमको आएगी 15 से 20 का हम टारगेट रखा है जरूर हम जीतेंगे
A Congress delegation today knocked the door of the Election Commission in connection with the alleged remarks of senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi against a particular community during an election rally in Rajasthan. A party delegation led by senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi met the commission in New Delhi and demanded action against him, saying that his remarks are in violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Singhvi said the party also filed a complaint for putting up pictures of ruling party in many places, including Gujarat, which only talk about religion.
सूरत में ये बात बारंबार हुई है एक साथ चार प्रस्तावक कांग्रेस कैंडिडेट के खड़े होकर बोलते हैं कि ये हस्ताक्षर हमारे नहीं है चुनाव के एक दिन पहले ये कहा जाता है उसके बाद जो कैंडिडेट है सूरत से वो भी लापता होते हैं और पार्टियों के जितने कैंडिडेट हैं सूरत से सब विड्रॉ कर जाते हैं इसलिए हमने कहा है चुनाव आयोग से कि ये आपने चुनाव के धरातल को नॉन लेवल प्लेइंग फील्ड बना दिया है
Withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to poll in this phase. Besides, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. In Gujarat, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has won the Surat Lok Sabha seat unopposed today. On the last day of withdrawal of nominations, BJP candidate for the Surat seat, Mukesh Dalal, was declared winner as all his opponents withdrew from the election fray today. Surat District Collector and Returning Officer Saurabh Pardhi made the official announcement today. Our correspondent reports that as many as 8 candidates, including BSP candidate Tarilal Bharti and other independent candidates, withdrew their nominations today. The nomination of Congress candidate Nilesh Kumbhani was rejected yesterday over the proposal's fake signatures. Meanwhile, the opposition Congress and Aam Aadmi Party have criticized the BJP on the issue. The Congress objected to the unopposed election of the BJP candidate. Mr. Singhvi said, The Congress has raised the issue with the Commission highlighting that a level playing field was not provided during the election. He demanded the Commission to postpone the election and announce a fresh date. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwari Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Election Commission has constituted a task force to monitor heat wave conditions before every phase of the Lok Sabha polls. The task force comprises officials from the Election Commission, IMD, National Disaster Management Authority and the Ministry of Health. They will review the impact of heat wave and humidity 5 days before each polling phase for any concerning developments and mitigatory measures. The commission will also hold a separate review with state chief electoral officers to ensure adequate arrangements at polling stations, including shamiana, drinking water, fans, and other assured minimum facilities. In Manipur, re-polling at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency was held peacefully today and registered 81.61% voter turnout. The re-polling was conducted at these polling stations from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. amid tight security arrangements. The voting on April the 19th in the first phase saw riots, violence and proxy voting. CEO Manipur submitted a report on the same to the ECI and accordingly the re-polls were held today. Meanwhile, the election campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified in Manipur. The polls for 13 assembly segments of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency will be held on April the 26th. NCP President Ajit Pawar today unveiled the party's manifesto for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls, promising that all efforts will be made to make Maharashtra a trillion-dollar economy. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, Mr. Pawar, along with senior leaders Praful Patel, Sunil Tatkare and Chagan Bhujbal, said the manifesto has been drafted keeping in mind the welfare needs of every section of society. Based on the theme Rashtra Sathi Rashtravadi, the manifesto focuses on five main principles, namely health, education, cleanliness, environment and employment. The manifesto extends support for the minimum support price to farmers and favours the widening of the scope of the agricultural crop insurance scheme. As per the manifesto, the party will also take up river linking and river purification projects on a large scale at the national level. Jodhpur Lok Sabha seat is among the 13 Lok Sabha constituencies of Rajasthan where elections are being held in the second phase, our correspondent reports.
Jodhpur Lok Sabha constituency has been formed by combining 8 assembly constituencies. There are more than 21,32,000 voters in this constituency. After independence, out of 70 Lok Sabha elections, Congress has won 8 times, BJP 5 times and candidates from independent and other parties have won 4 times. Former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot has represented Jodhpur Lok Sabha constituency by winning 5 times. This time a total of 15 candidates are in the fray for this seat, but the main contest is believed to be between BJP and Congress. BJP has once again nominated Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, who had won the elections in 2014 and 2019. On the other hand, Congress has fielded Karan Singh Uchiyarada as a new face. Mr. Shekhawat is trying to seal the hat trick this time. At the same time, Uchiyarada is leaving no stone unturned to stop his winning streak. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Moving on, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today visited the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, to carry out a first-hand assessment of the security situation. He interacted with soldiers deployed in the extreme weather and tough terrain conditions. Addressing the soldiers, Mr. Singh lauded their contribution to protecting the motherland with valor and determination in extreme conditions.
विश्व के सबसे ऊंचे रण क्षेत्र में सियाचिन ग्लेशियर पर हिमालय जैसे ही अडिग होकर आप जिस तरीके से देश की सुरक्षा कर रहे हैं उसके लिए मैं भारत का रक्षा मंत्री होते हुए आप सभी का अभिनंदन करता हूं। साथियों, सियाचिन की धरती यह कोई सामान्य धरती नहीं है, यह भारतीय राष्ट्रीय संप्रभुता और दृढ़ता का एक मूल प्रतीक है। यह हमारे नेशनल डिटर्मिनेशन को रिप्रेजेंट करता है। हम भारतीयों की वीरता और शौर्य की राजधानी सियाचिन।
On to sports. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 176 runs for 7 wickets in 19.1 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and elected to bat. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Hectic campaign continues for second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Withdrawal of candidature for third phase ended today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi accuses Congress and SP of nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. Election Commission forms task force to monitor heatwave conditions during election process. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh visits Siachen to review security situation. And in IPL cricket, match between Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians underway. in Jaipur. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.